Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Yeah, you're not going to believe who just Venmo'd her, but now that she knows it's an accident, does she have to return this or does she not? Welcome to Judge Jess, everybody. This is my friend. She's not a real judge. I don't know if you can tell from that cheap little bib around her neck or not, but...
My judge costume, I got a lot of opinions, though. If you need, like, an outside perspective, I'm your girl.
I will say, I've known Jess now for 10 years, and she always does give very good opinions. And that's why we created this segment. We always say, listen, if you've got a disagreement going with somebody, and you just need an outside source of who's right and who's wrong, call the voicemail. It's 855-Kramer-Jess. Yes, that's a real number. Tell us what's going on with you guys, and then Jess will help you kind of figure out, like, who really is in the right and who's in the wrong, you know?
Hi, my name's Amanda from Columbia, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I dated my ex for 3 years. We broke up about 8 months ago, and we haven't really stayed in touch. And he sent me this Venmo for $75. And the Venmo note was just this blue heart emoji with no words. And I wasn't sure what it meant. I mean, I honestly thought maybe, okay, this is a peace offering. But I wasn't going to turn down free money from anybody because I'm broke. And it was the last bit I needed for this car repair. And a few days later, he texted me, hey, that wasn't for you. That was for someone new that I'm dating. Her name is also Amanda. And he said the blue heart is like their thing. So now he's asking me to send the money back. But I feel like it's his fault for not double checking. And since I already spent it, do I really have to send it back? I mean, can't I just keep it for pain and suffering? It's not like I'm trying to be petty or anything. It just feels like this isn't really my problem. So I just need you to solve who's right and who's wrong. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye.
Damn it, man. Damn it, damn it, damn it. So her ex accidentally sends her $75. Okay? Not a ton of money, but still.
It's money.
I mean, it's money. I mean, it's not $7.50.
Mm-hmm.
I guess enough for me to be pissed if I sent it to my... If any of us, if we sent $75 to our ex, we'd be...
It's not $5.
It's not $5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does she have to send that money back, especially now that she's spent it? Like, I mean... Yo, I'm even struggling with this one. I gotta send it to my morally correct friend, Jess, because I don't...
The blue heart is our thing. Girl, keep the money for that alone. Also, you guys dated for 3 years and he accidentally sent it to you instead of the new girl that he's dating? No.
Well, okay,
it feels very... personally, I just... No, because if this is... I'm just saying how Venmo works. Like, it's either you're typing them in or it comes up. He sees the photo. I just don't think that it was accidental.
But
I don't.
Like
look at the photo, not the name. If it was just off name alone, okay. But in the little bubble, you see the photo.
Bro.
And I just feel like that's a little interesting. You're telling me I haven't heard from you, and then all of a sudden you just want to accidentally just slip in there that you're dating somebody new? Like, get out of here.
You don't pettily send accidentally $75. If he accidentally texts her something, that'd be one thing. I don't think he accidentally sent her $75.
Dude, you see the photo in Venmo. It's not just off like the handle alone. If it was just off of like off the dome, Amanda, okay, fine. But you see somebody's photo. I don't.
Really?
And I'm keeping your money. You and your blue heart. The blue heart doesn't belong to you. It's an emoji. Get over yourself.
Really?
Yeah, keep the money, girl.
Wow.
It's for her. That's her nonsense fee.
That's shocking.
Yeah. Keep the money. He can give his other Amanda another 75 blue heart. XOXO.
Do you agree with that? I'd like to take an informal poll on this.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Reovac 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Reovac 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
I'd keep it.
Do you? I mean, that's fine. I'm wondering...
If my ex pulled something like that, you best believe I'm keeping that money.
I'm just wondering if everyone thinks that was a mistake. I don't think people make $75 mistakes. I mean, not mistakes. You know what I mean? I don't think he did that on purpose. Like, literally, just to mess with her, if he's dating somebody new, I think Jess has
with the same name, too. Like, ew, get out of here. This is Mindy on 2 in Baltimore.
What's up, Mindy? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Did he do it on purpose, you think?
I don't necessarily think he did it on purpose, no.
Right.
But do I think she should keep the money? Yes, because, listen, the way Venmo works, like Jess said, like, the way Venmo, you know who you're, like, you have to actually select the person.
Uh-huh.
Like, you
see the picture.
Be so for real right now, mm-hmm, sir. Like, mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Okay. No matter the reasoning, we may not know for sure.
Sorry, not sorry, and be more careful next time, and thank you for my $75.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I don't disagree, but I will say, just out of habit, if they dated for 3 years, just out of habit, maybe
you see the
just
photo.
Exactly.
So, you're saying they have the same name and they look the same? Like, what kind of guy are you?
If he's moving fast, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he's just going. I mean, that part alone, I could see why he would just type in her name just because he's done it for so many times. Like, come on, you know how that works. Amy, Glen Burnie, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel like he did this on purpose? Do you feel like he genuinely would send her $75 just to be petty?
I think he probably did do it on purpose, depending on how long it took him to reply back saying it was incorrect.
Yeah.
Because I've made a Zelle mistake of $300.
Oof.
And my saving grace was the person that I Zelle did not have Zelle set up. Mm-hmm. So I got my money back instantly.
Wait, how did that, what was the mistake? How did that happen for you?
I was typing the number in. It wasn't somebody in my saved contacts.
Okay.
And I missed a digit.
Got it.
That's fair. I think that's a mistake that can be made with Zelle. However, if it's Venmo, shouldn't his new Amanda be closer in his recent? The answer is yes.
Good.
If he's dating this new girl.
I think he did it on purpose.
Yeah, so
he
do
still
I.
Thinks, I'm just telling you, I don't think guys are this petty. I'm going to stand up for men for 1 second. Not $75 petty. If he were to text her and be like, I love you, and then she was like, what? He was like, oh, sorry, that's for my new girlfriend, Amanda.
He did this on purpose.
I just don't think he would have put $75 into it.
But 75 is yours, girl. Keep it.
410-583-1065. We're talking about Amanda on Judge Jess. You know, she got this this Venmo money from her ex, and all of a sudden he's like, no, I need that back, that's for my new girlfriend. Hey Jamie, what up? Do you think he did this on purpose?
Absolutely.
Yes, girl.
Wait,
that's
why?
What I'm saying.
No,
guys,
yes,
no.
First
of all, you don't date a girl for 3 years and then immediately start dating somebody with the same freaking name. That's
literally.
Amanda is the most common name on the planet.
No, absolutely not.
No, this has messy X written all over it.
It
you
sure
accidentally.
Does. And,
no.
Sorry, I meant to send it to my new girlfriend with the same name, Blue Heart. I'm keeping it.
She better keep it.
I have a dose of petty in me, no problem. I don't have a problem with that. The problem that I have with is no one's going to be petty for $75 accidentally.
Yes.
Like, that's the
Why
are you sending your girlfriend $75?
He wants attention from her. Or he's being petty and wants to rub it in her face. It's one or the other.
Or both.
Yeah,
or
true.
Both.
You're right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!